CAR T and CLL, you referred to that before. Have you had your patients go for CAR T therapy, and where are we with that?
Right. So I think we're about to see a big explosion in that, as many of the companies that have moved first in ALL and diffuse large B-cell lymphoma are now starting trials up more broadly in CLL. And so we'll be doing a couple of those later this year or next year. We continue to see data from NIH, from Penn, and from Hutch suggesting that you can get excellent responses in CLL. Complete response rates have tended to be lower than other diseases, although it appears that the combination with ibrutinib may be helpful. And one speculates that this is because ibrutinib restores the T cell function, and that allows the CAR T cells to potentially work better.
Ibrutinib plus CAR T?
Either ibrutinib beforehand, leading in, which normalizes the T cell, but also in combination. And I think we may get some updates on some of those ongoing studies. Both UPenn and Hutch both have studies combining ibrutinib with CAR T cells. We may get those updates at ASH.
You know, some of the first patients with CAR T were CLL patients, and then I wasn't hearing very much about it. And I kind of wondered whether the prognosis of CLL becoming so much better that pulled attention away from CAR T because people weren't dying of CLL. Do you think, is that a crazy thought or a reality?
That was one of the reasons. The other reason was that after the initial successes and the big splash, the CR rate was lower in CLL. It was actually the response rate at Penn in their larger expanded trial was only about 40%, and the CR rate was only about 20%, and no one really could figure out why. One imagines it's due to the T cell defects associated with the disease. But between that, the risk of giving the CAR T cells and the fact that we have all these new oral agents that were coming to the fore, that's what's pushed it to the back burner. I think it's now clear that the 17p deleted patients, the complex karyotype patients, they still have high-risk disease even in the era of these novel agents. And those are the patients that the trials now coming along are focusing on, as well as those who progressed on ibrutinib.
You were telling me you see, you know, maybe 100 new patients with CLL a year. I'm kind of curious, how many patients a year in your practice die of CLL as opposed to other causes?
So no one really dies of their CLL anymore. I would say only a handful of people, maybe five.
Now, are you including Richter's transformation?
Well, no. So I was going to say what they die of is Richter's transformation. They die of infection
Right.
primarily. But disease burden tends not to be the reason that they die anymore, which is somewhat in contrast to what we were seeing before the novel agents.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for CLL Update.